blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. So I begin sharing from this week on a very important subject, which I have titled Christ Consciousness. Christ Consciousness. I think it's very important for us to understand the way God wants us to think and the life that He wants us to live. Most Christians, sadly, have never been taught the Word of God. Most don't understand the scriptures because they've never given it much time, much attention. But God says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, the lack of revelation knowledge. A lot of Christians know a lot of things. There are many professors among Christians. Many erudite scholars among Christians. But sadly, a lot of them have never given attention to the scriptures and so are ignorant of the word. I want us to learn something of Christ consciousness. What do you mean by Christ? Talk to me. What is Christ? Who is Christ? You're not sure what answer I want. Why don't you give me what you think? Tell me what you know. Don't try to tell me what you think I might want. Who is Christ? I think the answer to who is Christ and what is Christ are two different things. But who is Christ? Who is Christ? Wonderful. Hello. Who is Christ? I know what you said. Who is Christ? The anointed one. Yes. Who is Christ? Christ is the Son of God. Who is Christ? Jesus and His church. Christ is the Son of God. And who is this Son of God? Jesus and His church. Let me just give you a little bit of that. And Book of Ephesians, chapter number 4. I want to read to you from verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Have you seen that? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come. Did you notice? For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Did you see that? He says for the church to become a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. To become a full-grown man, that's what he's talking about. Jesus Christ is the head. The church is his body. And the head and the body have the same name, Christ. That's what the Bible says, that the church is Christ. Jesus is Christ. The church is Christ. Because we are in Christ. So the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 30, we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Praise God. Now, but what I just read to you is amazing, amazing verse of the Bible. What I just read to you in Ephesians chapter 4, amazing. I wasn't intending reading that to you, but since we've gotten there, let's look at it. Extraordinary. I'm going to read again from verse 11 to verse 12, and I want you to understand it. And he gave, so I'm talking about Jesus when it says he gave gifts to men, okay? So in verse 11 it says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. To perfect the saints or the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Okay? So he says to train the body of Christ, to edify the body of Christ, to bring the body of Christ up. What is God's purpose? Why does he want us to be brought up? Why does he want us to be trained? Why does he want us to be edified? He tells us in the 13th verse, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. He wants to bring us into a knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, he's bringing us into the fullness of Christ. The fullness of his understanding. The fullness of his wisdom. The fullness of his glory. Oh, dear, dear, dear. My. Oh, what a purpose. No wonder John said something. John said, turn to St. John's Gospel. Let me show that to you. St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. Read verse 16 for me. Oh, what a great verse of the Bible. I don't know whether you've ever taken time to meditate on that. Powerful. He says, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. King James says grace for grace. You know, the margin says grace heaped upon grace. Now, the big part of it is, he says, of his fullness have all we received. I'm getting blessed already. I haven't even gotten into the message. You know, I'm getting, just to think of all this. He says, of his fullness have all we received. Let me explain so you can understand. When he says of his fullness, he's saying of all of what he's got that fills him up. everything of deity that is in him, everything that he's got of his fullness. Here he's not dealing with just a measure. He's dealing with content in terms of quality. He's dealing with content in terms of the severality of potentialities in him. All of his powers, all of his glory, all of his wisdom, everything that he represents, everything that is contained in him. You remember what he said about his father and himself? He said, as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life, inherent life in himself. In other words, he didn't need more life from God. He didn't need anything from God. As God was satisfied to be himself and had everything, to be dependent on nothing, he says, so has he given to the Son to be fully independent. He had inherent life. Now, everything else had to have life from God. Now, Jesus says, as the Father had life in himself, he gave the right, the power to the Son to have life in himself. Now, he tells us in this 16th verse of the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, of his fullness. Of all that he's got, we have received. Meaning, I've received of his ability, I've received of his wisdom, I've received of his knowledge, I've received of his glory. Everything that makes him who he is, I have received. So he says, and grace heaped upon grace. Wow.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, and you act your faith, we teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Never let the enemy control your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.